嘉定区2018届高三英语二模试卷一，第一卷。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. It's almost midnight. Why don't we leave the work until tomorrow?
That's a good idea. I am almost beaten.
Question. What can we learn about the man from the conversation?2. Would you attend my friend's birthday party with me?
To tell you the truth, I really can't go anywhere because I'm going to take the final exam tomorrow.
Question. What will the man probably do tonight? 3. I can't find my driver license. What should I do?
If I were you, I would report to the police first and then apply for a new one.
Question. What has happened to the woman? 4. Bill, how did you do in your test today?
Oh, Mum, well enough to deserve your promise to reward me, I think.
Question.What can we learn from the conversation?
5. Are you going to return to your present job after you recover from illness?
No, I plan to be a full-time student next term.
Question. What will the woman do?
6. Welcome to my home again, and there is always a spare room for you here.
Thank you very much. I had a wonderful time with your family.
Question. Why did the man thank the woman?
7. What will you do with your flat when you are away on holiday?
I'll never find a better flat around here. Oh, I have paid 3 months' rent on an empty flat.
Question. What does this conversation imply? 8. Excuse me, I'm going to travel next month and would like to buy some kind of insurance.
Okay.Will you be participating in any extreme sports like bungee jumping or cliff diving?
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? 9. What do you think of the new album of Chris Phillips?
It seems that there are some changes in his musicals, but I am always his fan.
Question. What can we know about the woman?
10. Oh gosh, you American students are so talkative in class.
Sure, we believe that learning is shaped from active participation.
Question. What does the man think of classroom learning?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you will be asked several questions on each of the conversations and the passages. The conversations and the passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Life is not always peaceful. No one wants to find themselves in dangerous situations. However, developing survival skills can help you be prepared for whatever happens. Stay positive. People who believe they have control over what happens to them are more likely to believe in themselves and take action. Jerry Long is a good example. When he was 17 years old, he broke his neck in a driving accident. As a result, he couldn't move most of his body. In the same situation, many people might give up. Long, however, said that his life remained full of meaning and purpose. He said, "I broke my neck, it didn't break me." Start to develop this positive attitude today. Then you'll be better prepared for anything. Focus on survival. Four young people headed into the middle of the Amazon rainforest. They thought they were on an amazing adventure, but then things started to go wrong. One of the adventurers, Yossi Ginsberg, ended up alone and lost in the Bolivian jungle for 3 weeks. During that time, he repeated the phrase, "man of action," to motivate himself. Later, he explained it like this. A man of action does whatever he must, isn't afraid, and doesn't worry. If you find yourself in a crisis, stay positive and focus on survival. Everything else will take care of itself later.
Now listen again, please.
Life is not always peaceful. No one wants to find themselves in dangerous situations. However, developing survival skills can help you be prepared for whatever happens. Stay positive. People who believe they have control over what happens to them are more likely to believe in themselves and take action. Jerry Long is a good example. When he was 17 years old, he broke his neck in a driving accident. As a result, he couldn't move most of his body. In the same situation, many people might give up. Long, however, said that his life remained full of meaning and purpose. He said, "I broke my neck, it didn't break me." Start to develop this positive attitude today. Then you'll be better prepared for anything. Focus on survival. Four young people headed into the middle of the Amazon rainforest. They thought they were on an amazing adventure, but then things started to go wrong. One of the adventurers, Yossi Ginsberg, ended up alone and lost in the Bolivian jungle for 3 weeks. During that time, he repeated the phrase, "man of action," to motivate himself. Later, he explained it like this. A man of action does whatever he must, isn't afraid, and doesn't worry. If you find yourself in a crisis, stay positive and focus on survival. Everything else will take care of itself later.
Questions 11. What is Jerry Long likely to agree with? How did Ginsberg manage to leave the jungle safely? 13. What does the speaker want to tell us? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Ahmed Zawair was an Egyptian chemist. He won a scholarship for doctoral studies in the United States at the age of 23. When he arrived at the University of Pennsylvania in 1969, He was painfully aware that his homeland was seen as a loser in the technological race. His English was so poor that some of his new university colleagues even wondered whether he could finish the task in the chemistry lab. After earning his doctor's degree, he spent 2 years of research at the University of California. Then he went to California Institute of Technology in 1976 and worked there for 40 years. When he won a Nobel Prize in chemistry, he had a new mission, bringing world-class science education to Egypt. He was well aware that modern science is the generator of economic well-being, so he flew to Egypt, his homeland, to meet with President and propose the creation of a university of science and technology. The university won government permission to begin enrolling students in December 2012. Dr. Zewail died in 2016, a few years after the creation of a university near Cairo named after him. Egyptian president attended his military funeral. Although military funerals are usually held for military personnel, Zewail received the highest Egyptian state honor. Now listen again, please. Ahmed Zewail was an Egyptian chemist. He won a scholarship for doctoral studies in the United States at the age of 23. When he arrived at the University of Pennsylvania in 1969, he was painfully aware that his homeland was seen as a loser in the technological race. His English was so poor that some of his new university colleagues even wondered whether he could finish the task in the chemistry lab. After earning his doctor's degree, he spent 2 years of research at the University of California. Then he went to California Institute of Technology in 1976 and worked there for 40 years. When he won a Nobel Prize in chemistry, he had a new mission, bringing world-class science education to Egypt. He was well aware that modern science is the generator of economic well-being, so he flew to Egypt, his homeland, to meet with President and propose the creation of a university of science and technology. The university won government permission to begin enrolling students in December 2012. Dr. Zewail died in 2016, a few years after the creation of a university near Cairo named after him. Egyptian president attended his military funeral. Although military funerals are usually held for military personnel, Zewail received the highest Egyptian state honor. Questions.
14. When did the university named after him begin to enroll students? What did Dr. Zewail do to improve Egyptian education? 16. Why was Dr. Zewail given a military funeral?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Today we have Professor McKay on our morning talk show. Good morning, Professor McKay. I've heard that you and your team have just completed a report on old age.
That's right. Well, the report basically looks into the various beliefs that people hold about old age and tries to confirm them.
And what do you think your report can achieve?
We hope that it will somehow help people to change their feelings about old age. The problem is that far too many of us believe that most old people are poor, lonely, and unhappy. As a result, we tend to find old people as a group unattractive, and this is very dangerous for our society.
But surely we cannot escape the fact that many old people are lonely and many are sick.
No, we can't. But we must also remember that the proportion of such people is no greater among the 60 to 70 age group than among the 50 to 60 age group.
In other words, there is no more mental illness, for example, among the 60s to 70s than among the 50s to 60s.
Right.
Are people's mental abilities affected by old age?
Certain changes do take place as we grow older, but this happens throughout life. These changes are very gradual and happen at different times with different people. But in general, if you know a person well in his middle age and have seen how he deals with events and problems, you will easily recognise him in old age.
So that someone who enjoys new experiences, travel, education and so on in his middle years will usually continue to do so into old age.
Exactly.
Now listen again, please. Today we have Professor McKay on our morning talk show. Good morning, Professor McKay. I've heard that you and your team have just completed a report on old age.
That's right. Well, the report basically looks into the various beliefs that people hold about old age and tries to confirm them.
And what do you think your report can achieve?
We hope that it will somehow help people to change their feelings about old age. The problem is that far too many of us believe that most old people are poor, lonely, and unhappy. As a result, we tend to find old people, as a group, unattractive, and this is very dangerous for our society.
But surely we cannot escape the fact that many old people are lonely and many are sick.
No, we can't. But we must also remember that the proportion of such people is no greater among the 60 to 70 age group than among the 50 to 60 age group.
In other words, there is no more mental illness, for example, among the 60s to 70s than among the 50s to 60s.
Right.
Are people's mental abilities affected by old age?
Certain changes do take place as we grow older, but this happens throughout life. These changes are very gradual and happen at different times with different people. But in general, if you know a person well in his middle age and have seen how he deals with events and problems, you will easily recognise him in old age.
So that someone who enjoys new experiences, travel, education and so on in his middle years will usually continue to do so into old age?
Exactly.
Questions. 17. What do we know about the report according to the conversation? What kind of problem of the old is our society facing? 19. What can we learn about the old according to the conversation? 20. What does Professor McKay think the report can achieve? 21. That's the end of listening.